All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll just remind you guys that the Right Side Way monologue every day is brought to you by Stan McDonald. Stan McDonald, attorney at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, a 30-year veteran in the practice of law, longtime conservative, and oh, by the way, daily sponsor of the Right Side Way, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a few minutes. Well, all right, let me just say this. Years ago, in the 80s to be exact, I was given the opportunity to do something that was edgy and radical. At least it felt that way to me. I earned a slot to go to Fort Benning, Georgia to become a U.S. Army paratrooper. I had no idea what I was getting into. But I had the sense that it was that thing. I had the sense that it was that full-on hard charge and take no prisoners kind of thing that would not only be cool to do, but would have some level of notoriety to it. It would, like, make me part of something bigger than myself. And it did. It did. And it was a great experience. And I distinctly remember, by the way, on the way to Fort Benning, I was driving there to go to airborne school, I was crossing the Alabama line, and I was listening to the soundtrack from the original Top Gun movie just as loud as I could. Why? Because it was the soundtrack for doing anything that could be described as full-on, hard-charging, take-no-prisoners kind of thing. It just was. Fired me up. All right, fast forward to the summer of 2022. Top Gun Maverick comes out. Top Gun Maverick, the sequel to the greatest movie in the 80s, three decades in the making, Tom Cruise was back and he was playing his spot-on character of Pete Mitchell, who still flies with an attitude, who's loved by those he leads and hated by those who try to lead him. Highly decorated, still somewhat cocky, never achieved the rank of his peers, wouldn't know what to do with himself if he wasn't behind the stick of a fast mover. Top Gun Maverick put Tom Cruise's character in the position of having to teach the next generation what it means to fly like a bat out of hell, put the mission first, while still protecting their wingman. Yeah, Top Gun Maverick became the second highest grossing movie of all time, for a worldwide total of over $1.4 billion last I checked. Some say that in the wake of the COVID shutdowns, that it was Top Gun Maverick that actually saved the movie theater industry. That one movie, y'all, grossed $90 million in its second weekend. Holy cow. All right, so why am I talking about that? What's the big deal? Well, Top Gun Maverick was the movie that avoided the massive amounts of wokeism and virtue signaling that were so prevalent in today's Hollywood. It gave the whole brush off to China, even put a Taiwanese flag on the back of Pete Mitchell's flight jacket in the movie, which ticked off the CCP to the point that it was banned in China, and yet it still exceeded all the expectations. Virtually every second of that movie kind of made you proud to be an American, proud of the U.S. military, and I'm for that. But liberals, they hated it. Go figure. Liberal hack Matt Gaetz, he was writing for Media Matters, he wrote a hit piece in which he said, Top Gun Maverick is a success, so the right-wing culture warriors are claiming it. Yeah, we did, because it spoke to us. Gaetz also pointed out that the movie never really says that America is good, so therefore it can't be called truly a pro-America movie. Shut up. But listen, I agree with conservative pundit Monica Crowley, who said very succinctly, by the way, that Top Gun Maverick's success with the audience was because, in her words, even though it was set in 2022, it catapulted us back to the 1980s, back when we had a real president, when men were men and there was an unabashed pride in America. So in that vein, in that same kind of mode, this coming weekend's a big deal. It's a big deal marked by a big, beautiful parade, and I'm good with that. To be specific, this coming weekend is the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army. Who? 250 years of service and sacrifice. And I got to tell you, I really wish I was there to see it. The parade is going to be just one major event in a day full of celebrations in the beginning of the 250th year celebration of in our nation's capital. There's going to be an Army fitness competition on the National Mall that morning. There's an Army birthday festival on the National Mall from midday to 6 p.m. The parade is going to kick off on Constitution Avenue at 6:30 that evening. It's scheduled to involve thousands of troops marching in formation, wearing uniforms that represent every U.S. conflict dating all the way back to the Revolutionary War. It's going to be so cool. Each war is going to be represented by 60 troops marching in period costume, followed by upwards of 400 troops from that same unit in their modern-day battle dress uniforms. More than 100 military vehicles are expected to be involved, including M1A2 Abrams tanks, Black Hawk, Apache, and Chinook helicopters, Bradley fighting vehicles, Strikers, all of it, according to a handout from the Army. The parade will be followed by a parachute jump by the Army's Golden Knights, plus a concert and fireworks. And Trump is expected to speak, delivering what the White House says will be, and here's their quote from the White House, remarks celebrating 250 years of the Army's exceptional service, significant achievements, and enduring legacy. Yeah. But of course, as you might expect, similar to Top Gun Maverick, the liberal left is having a classic meltdown over all of it. It's too expensive, they say. This is what tyrants do, they say. This is just Trump trying to flex his alpha male power to the world, they say. And my favorite, the low blow, the trite being foisted by so many in the media, this is just Trump wanting a military parade on his own birthday. Sure, sure, that's what it is. Trump's birthday and the Army birthday do happen to fall on the same day. But anybody who believes that an Abrams tank is going to roll down Constitution Avenue with a Happy Birthday Donald banner on the barrel is just so deep into their Trump derangement syndrome they can't even see straight. But some may ask, and it's a fair question, why are we doing this? Why are we going to the trouble, the expense, the hassle of putting on an epic military parade? Well, my first answer is, why not? Why should we not celebrate our U.S. Army? Who said we can't have a military parade? It's a tradition, by the way, that's rooted right here in Sweet Home, Alabama. In the aftermath of World War II, a Birmingham veteran by the name of Raymond Weeks, he had an idea how to honor veterans of the war he had just served in. So in 1946, Raymond Weeks led a delegation to Washington, D.C., and they met with General Eisenhower to get support for a national holiday to recognize veterans. And in 1947, the first national parade was hosted in Birmingham, Alabama. And that same parade, by the way, has been a part of our culture now for 78 years straight. Birmingham's Veterans Day Parade is filled with veterans, active military, military vehicles, floats, bands, and more. It's the oldest and one of the biggest annual parades nationally to honor our veterans anywhere in the U.S. I've even marched in it myself, in uniform, by the way. It's a great event. It's a source of community pride. It's a chance to rally around the honor and the support that we feel our veterans and military service deserve. And no one, by the way, nobody questions the motives of the mayor for hosting a parade that has military symbology. Nobody. Nobody calls it too expensive. Nobody says it's too much of a hassle. Nobody believes it's an alpha male symbol of tyranny. You know why? Because it's not. Look, I believe that the U.S. not only deserves this parade this weekend, I believe that we need it. We do. We need to be reminded of the strength and dedication of our armed forces. We need the ability to wave flags and be mindful of who we are as a people. There's no shame in celebrating and honoring those who put everything on the line for our freedom. And to be honest, 250 years? That's a major milestone. I mean, me personally, I think if Joe Biden and his cronies were still in office, they would have made a quick note that, you know, oh, the Army's quarter of a thousand year birthday is, you know, addressing systemic racism and DEI hires and extolled the virtues of a transgender service member and then followed it up with an interview about a depressing, sad story about a veteran who was broken down and beaten with too many years in the saddle, and living in the bottle and unable to get health care from Trump's VA medical system or something crazy. They would have been depressing. Nah. An Army recruiting, if that had happened, would still be in the tank, and military readiness would still be downgraded to below the levels needed to defend our nation's interest. No, thank you. I'm so glad we dodged that bullet. I'll take a parade any day of the week. You roll me out some Abrams, fly me some gunships, and march me some troops. America wants to wave flags. America wants to shout our patriotism, love on our troops, get a dose of national testosterone in the process. The American audience, I believe, is actually hungry for an opportunity to be both entertained and filled with the pride that comes from being an American. Able to celebrate because it's okay to be proud of who you are and where you're from. I mean, it's absolutely right that the muscle of America can be flexed without being offensive, that leadership can be unequivocal and balanced and conservative and compassionate all at the same time, where people will actually stand up for the anthem and get misty-eyed while the flag waves. The doing of what you love, what you're called to do, is about more than just punching a time card and working for the man. It's about having a mission in life. It's about taking pride in where you live and what you do. It's about honoring those who serve in uniform. I mean, don't you love living here? I do. So yeah, bottom line is, this weekend's parade, shoot. I think we need a pretty healthy dose of that Top Gun attitude right now. Just saying. So happy 250th birthday, U.S. Army. Strike up the band. Let's have a parade. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.